It was just no, 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 and it just kept happening. I want to say I applied to 8 or 9 schools, and I got denied from every single one of them. And obviously, you don't forget the last one. You just always remember that day. And you're just sitting there looking at that letter, and I just thought, what am I going to do now?
Came across this story on Twitter, and just it just sounded cool. Was rejected from 9 different PT schools the first time around. Then he picked himself up off the ground and applied. Guess what happened after that? Spoiler alert, he got in. Listen to why and how during this episode of Triumph. It's a good story. First round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. More info at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Our guest today tweeted this on May 1st. 4 years ago, I was denied from every PT school I applied to. I was told to reconsider pursuing a career in medicine altogether. Today, I'm happy to say I'm now officially a licensed physical therapist. For anybody doubting themselves, right now, do not give up. That was tweeted out on the account at Merritt D. Walker, and we've got Merritt D. Walker on the show right now. Merritt, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Gotta know, man. What's the D?
Oh, Douglas. That's my dad's name. Yeah.
Nice. Wow. I saw your tweet when everybody was putting up their pictures. Everybody tweets out. That's like the new the thing to do is tweet out your NPTE registration status. And when it comes across passed, what's that feeling like for you?
It's honestly, well, the system was actually down
for most
of that day.
And so I heard. That's got to be the worst.
And then you also leave that test, and I absolutely thought I failed. So you're sitting there for a week. You find out the system's down, and I actually was at a college baseball game, and I was just checking my phone. And I noticed that I was able to just one last time thought, you know what, I'll check before I get home. And I was able to log in, and when I logged in, I saw that I passed. I mean, you can't really describe it, I feel like, after everything we go through, and it's a grind going through PT school.
It is.
Like, just once you get done with it, it's such a relief and it's almost surreal because you haven't ever thought about actually getting to that end point.
Yeah, my professor, Sky Donovan, who I reference on the show a lot, she mentioned something I thought was kind of cool. Listen, you know, we all go to different PT schools and our PT school experience, we have a lot of similarities, but also a lot of differences. But the cool thing that she pointed out was every single PT that you meet, they've all taken that test. We've all taken the same. That's the one thing we have 100% in common. And we've all had that moment where we're sitting there trying to check our scores. I mean, back in the day, it was obviously by mail or carrier pigeon, whatever they did before the internet. So that must be even worse. I don't know if it's better or worse because when you keep hitting refresh, your stomach just drops every time waiting to see that pass sign. Well, hey, first of all, congratulations on passing the test.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's go back, because what grabbed me about your tweet, obviously, was, you know, 4 years before that, you got denied from every PT school you applied to. What's your story? Where does it start?
Yeah, so I'll even go back a little more. Even so, I grew up in California. I went to Virginia Tech for undergraduate, and a lot of people always ask me then, even, why did I decide to go somewhere across the country when everyone doesn't want to leave California? And I just wanted to try something different, and my mom had gone to Virginia Tech, and I always thought if I didn't like the East Coast, I could always head back to the West Coast, and I've ended up being at the East Coast for 8 or 9 years now, but so there's just, I don't know when I'll be back now, honestly, other than just visiting at Virginia Tech. Honestly, I would like to say I was a great student, but I'm not going to act like I was. I wasn't the best student. Although I got fair grades and everything, I think there was a lot looking back on that I could have done a lot more with. When I applied to PT school, I kind of just, because, you know, we get into the undergraduate school or one of them that we want to go to, and everything's kind of lined up that I never even thought that I wouldn't get into PT school. Just didn't even cross my mind.
Right.
And then those letters started coming in, and it was just no, 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 and it just kept happening. I want to say I applied to 8 or 9 schools, and I got denied from every single one of them. And obviously, you don't forget the last one. You just always remember that day. And you're just sitting there looking at that letter, and I just thought, what am I going to do now? That was the biggest, honestly, looking back, I wouldn't change anything about this entire experience because it's kind of shaped who I am now. And looking at that, I'm just, will never forget that moment. And I just looked myself in the mirror and said, do I really want to do PT? Because everyone else said I'm not good enough for this. Some of them said I should possibly pursue other careers. It's just one of those things I have to say, am I really right for this profession?
Right. Well, let's go back to that moment. So you went through a cycle. You applied at, you know, 8 or 9 different schools. You get no's from all of them. How do you pick yourself up and say, I'm going to apply again? How do you get motivated? What'd you do for that year coming up before you could even apply again?
I know. It's honestly just support from other people. I always like to say we never get where we are by ourselves, and we really don't. And if I didn't have that support from my family and my friends to look and say, listen, you put all this work in still. We know this is what you want to do. You should make sure you go for it, at least give it one last effort. Once I got that final note, I had about a week where I sat there not very happy.
Sure.
Because, I mean, I'm a senior in college. I was about to graduate, and then I don't really have a plan. What I did then was I called every single school I applied to or emailed, and I asked them, hey, what can I do to help my application? What can I do for this? Or what did you look for? What didn't you like about this? And honestly, some of them weren't as kind about it, I would say, as others, or didn't want to give as much information. But I always remember the ones that were, thankful for the ones who were and the ones who kind of told me, hey, why don't you think about this or that? And so I retook a ton of classes during that year off. I retook the GREs. I got a ton of hours shadowing in a skilled nursing facility and said, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I want to make sure I go all in. Because when I was at Virginia Tech and when I got that last letter, I saw that I didn't go all in. I didn't put all my eggs into the basket of PT school, and I took some things for granted that I really shouldn't have at school, and there are so many opportunities that I probably should have tried.
Yeah, so what were some of the things that you focused on to improve with yourself when you took a good hard look at yourself? What'd you see, and then what'd you do?
Everyone wants to blame someone else, and so at the end of the day, I had to say, it's not anyone else, it's me. And I have to say, guess what? I didn't have the grades that were needed. I didn't have the scores that were needed. And if I really wanted to, I want to make sure that I change my work ethic a little bit and make sure that I'm going to be ready if I am going to go to PT school, that I do well with classes. So retaking classes during that summer, I honestly changed everything I did with studying, and I just kind of went all in on studying, went all in on everything that I did with retaking tests, and I just wanted to make sure that if I was going to go for it a second time, that I'd have no regrets and there'd be nothing that was going to say, why didn't I do this or why didn't I do that?
That's good.
Yeah, oh, that's such a good question. Let me think about one of those things. When you look back on school, you take classes that are very important during your freshman year of college, and at that point, I'm not going to act like I'm a 17, 18-year-old kid. I'm not going to act like I knew that all in right there that I needed to work so hard on school when we're given so much freedom in college. And so there were a lot of things that I realized that I did need to take a hard look at myself and say, hey, why don't I redo this? So biology was one of them. I also just took an extra psychology class to fulfill a minor that I had at that time too. And yeah. So those kind of things really helped out. And getting those core classes and retaking it was really, really beneficial for me. And it made me realize, like, wow, I can actually do a lot
sure.
better than I realized.
I know for me, because this is my second career, again, I was a 17, 18-year-old, you know, kid who just wanted to just get through college. And then once you put your head down and say, this is what I want to do, and you become focused, the class doesn't become any easier. You've just, you've risen to the challenge now instead of kind of half-assing it. Were you working at this time? What were you doing with that year besides just being a student?
Yeah, so, I mean, I did a lot of that stuff, and then I also worked as a personal trainer during that year off, too. I'd like to say I'm a pretty active person, so it's always great getting even a little more hands-on and feeling a little more comfortable in something that we're going to do with exercises, everything like that. And then just to make some extra money, I also worked at Target, too.
So you're hustling, man. You're moving.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, honestly, working at Target was one of the most humbling experiences that I had. And
why? I agree with you. I want to know why you think that's
yeah.
true.
This is something I was talking to my parents about at some point. I think everyone should work in retail at some point. There's just something about it, and it just puts you in your place in such a different aspect that you don't really get anywhere else.
Yeah, I never worked in retail, but I've heard people say that. I worked in food. I worked, you know, as a busboy, as a waiter, as a bartender, and I think those two things, they seem so similar. I've, again, never done retail, but everything, I see a lot of parallels. Man, it's different when you're on that side of the customer experience, and we use that phrase a lot sometimes here, should use it more in terms of physical therapy. It's an experience. That's really what you're offering. So glad to hear you got busy. So now as you approach the second time that you're going to apply, how did you change your approach? Did you mention this on your essay, or what'd you do the same? What'd you do different?
Yeah, definitely. It was something I brought up. Honestly, I think that's another thing for me as I went through that process, is learning to embrace my failures. Because if we don't embrace that, if we don't say, hey, I failed here, and it's not the school's fault, it's not your fault, it's really, it was my fault in the end. And so I made sure to mention it, because I think it's important to embrace failures. It's the only way that we're really going to learn and continue to grow, especially in a field that we're in physical therapy now. I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, you've got on your social media feed, I was just kind of doing a little look, and you like the quotes, man.
Yeah, I do.
Inspirational quotes. If you're afraid to fail, then you're probably going to fail. Who said that?
I want to say, is that Kobe Bryant?
It's Kobe. That's Mamba. Yeah. You like putting those out there. And you've kind of owned that, you know, that's probably, you know, I don't look at your grades or anything, but I'm guessing just from what I'm hearing, that's why the second time around was a little different.
It was definitely different. And just side story there, Kobe Bryant, so growing up in California, he's always been one of my favorite athletes. And I think just his story of relentless determination and not wanting, he didn't want to fail. He never did. And so he always wanted to go all in. And I think just having that attitude is something, that Mamba mentality there, something that you need at times.
I mean, I'm training for a triathlon right now. I learned from someone early in my triathlon careers, man, how you're going to do on race day is decided weeks or months before that gun ever goes off. And if you aren't putting the work in then, don't expect the results there. So you put the work in, second rotation around, and how many schools do you apply to? You apply to the same ones, different? So, what'd you do?
Yeah, so when I was looking at it the second time around, I was way more prepared going that second time. And so I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And so I did an early decision, actually, because when I looked at every school, Duke was actually my top choice. And I'm going to be honest, I've told it to the people at Duke since I graduated, too. And throughout my time, I said, I didn't think I was getting in. So I just wanted to say, at least, you know what? If there is any school that I could get into, why not go early decision and just go all in on them?
I love that, man.
That was the perfect example, I guess, of what we just talked about. I wasn't afraid to fail there. I was just going to go all in and see what happens.
All right, so you get into Duke, go there, PT school, you know, just a peachy fun experience, right? All roses and unicorns.
Exactly.
You're like, man, I worked my butt off, and now it's hard? Oh, what happened?
I know, exactly. And so there was this is something I think that really stuck out to me when I got to orientation. So yeah, getting into Duke, that moment was probably one of the biggest moments and made me realize just how much I'd been through. But at the same time, I said, I have so much more I want to do. And so I looked at Duke and I said, they're the school that gave me this chance. I'm not going to let them regret it. And I want to make sure I do everything I can.
Love that. And you owned it, man. I mean, when you think of owning your failure and being able to fix it, I think of 8 Mile, Eminem, you know, last rap battle. You know, when he essentially was like, I'm going to take all the bullets out of your gun. I'm going to just tell you all the things that you're going to make fun of about me. I'm going to own everything that I am. So now what do you got? You got nothing. You got nothing left.
I watched that movie actually like a couple months ago. I hadn't seen it in years. It's a really good movie.
It's a great scene. You know, that guy that he's, you know, rap. I don't do much rap battling in case you're wondering. But
I wasn't sure, you know. I had to double check.
The look on that guy's face, you know, across from Marshall Mathers, he's just like, I got nothing, man. I got nothing to come back from. That's what you did. You owned it, and you know, that's why you were successful ultimately. So just graduated and then took the NPTE back and got the results earlier this month. And you know, congrats again for passing. And what's on the horizon now? You know, the kid who couldn't get in was told maybe the same for you. Where are you going now?
So I actually got accepted to a sports residency. And so going through school, I thought I'd want to be in sports. And so when I got to Duke, I was hoping I would get to be in sports, but I want to at least look at everything else. And then I had such great experiences at Duke that really almost affirmed what I wanted to do and that I wanted to be involved in the sports world. And so I applied to sports residencies. I was fortunate to get into the Mass General and Northeastern sports residency.
Good for you, man.
I'm really excited about that. I'll be heading up to Boston.
That's great. Yeah, we're actually going to be there. We're going to be up at MGH July 2nd doing a live show. Rich Westrick.
Really?
Yeah, Rich Westrick is a professor I've had on the show multiple times here. You know, Army dude, super nice guy.
Yeah.
When do you start? When's the residency begin?
So funny you say that. July 2nd is my first day.
Jackpot. Yeah. Well, we'll be able to say hi with a beer. July 2nd, we'll be there.
Sounds good to me. Let's meet up afterwards.
Love it. I love the fact that you owned it. Listen, a lot of people bitch. I didn't get in. That school didn't like me. It's everybody else. And if you sit back and take a – they don't call it a hard look at yourself for nothing. You know what I mean? Because it ain't easy looking at yourself, you know, through someone else's eyes and saying, maybe they're right. Maybe I don't measure up right now. What can I do? And you owned it.
Now's a good time to grab a fresh one. The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Can't say enough about our friends and supporters at Arias Medical. They find PTs jobs. I like to lead with that because that's simply what they do. It's simply what you want to do, right? You graduate, whether you're a new grad or maybe you're a seasoned PT and you want to work somewhere else. In all 50 states, that's where you can find a position with Arias. They've got the positions right now. Where do you want to go is the question. No obligation. No obligation means no obligation. Assign a recruiter to you, and they know where all the positions are. They find out about you, where you want to go, what you want to do. Do you sense a theme? It's all about you. It doesn't cost you anything either. Yeah, isn't that nice? So where do you want to go is the question. You earned that PT degree. Now go and be a PT wherever you want. AURESmedical.com. Let them know Jimmy McKay sent you. They've been with us since the beginning. They're going to be with us at Next as well in the Expo Hall at Next in Orlando. We'll be recording episodes live at their booth. So support the people who support the show. AURESmedical.com. All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at BrooksIHL.org.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
You ready for three questions? Did you prepare for this?
Not really, but I'm but let's go for it.
Just wing it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, you said you're out in California. You did PT school at Duke, and now you're going to Boston for a residency. Three questions is powered by our sponsors from Arias Medical Group. They find PTs jobs all across the country. If you could work as a PT anywhere in the U.S., where would it be?
Ooh, so can I do California? I've been here, but not as a PT.
You can do California.
That's one of those things, really. It's kind of growing up, I was always a Giants fan. I was always a San Francisco sports fan. And so getting to go back home would really be something that would be great for me. And cool. Before that, honestly, I would have said Boston.
Yeah,
so
well, that's nice.
Exactly. It was just Boston reminded me so much of San Francisco, and I really wanted to kind of try something different. And when else do I get the chance and opportunity to work in a city like Boston? So
wicked pissa. You got to learn that one.
Exactly.
Wicked pissa. Well, Boston, San Francisco, North Carolina, Arias has placements in all those locations, all 50 states. Check them out online, AURESmedical.com. They've got benefits packages. They can help you find housing. Literally, you get someone assigned to you. Think about this after you graduate, Merritt. You get someone assigned to you, and they just say, hey, look, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? We'll find a spot for you. And then you can do these 13-week assignments wherever you want as a traveler, or they'll find a long-term assignment. Essentially, they just find you a job. And again, we always like to mention, it doesn't cost you, the PT, anything. So give them a peek, AURESmedical.com. Question two, just got out of PT school. We know there's no free time while you're in school, but what's the last thing that you read that really inspired you?
Of reading. Obviously, I didn't get as much time in PT school, but have you heard of Simon Sinek?
I have, yeah. It was Start With Why?
Exactly. Start With Why is honestly, I recommend it to every single person that I talk to, really. And I think it's just such a great book because it makes you kind of like we were talking about. You take a hard look at yourself and you say, why am I really doing this? And why do I want to pursue what I'm pursuing?
Cool. All right. Last question. Who's somebody in the physical therapy field that the audience should know more about?
Yeah. So someone that I've actually been fortunate to get to know over the past few years is Nikki Huffman.
Okay. And who's Nikki?
So she's actually the head athletic trainer for the Toronto Blue Jays now. And she's actually doing a great job kind of blazing that trail, not only as a female in sports, but as a head athletic trainer. But I think what's so great about her is that she just wants to be known as a PT and a hard worker. And she's been so instrumental in helping me get to where I am. And I've just gotten to learn so much from her. And she's such a giving person. I think that's what makes it so much more important and why she's earned and deserves so much that she's gotten so far.
Love that. Love that you took a hard look at yourself and you said, you know, I'm going to change. Love the fact that you actually did that thing, which is, you know, the harder of the two steps too. And love the fact that you're getting success. You put your time in and now you're going forth. And, you know, congrats on the residency. Looking forward to seeing you. Didn't realize we're going to cross paths at MGH.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. So you have to do one more thing. Parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
I followed you online, Merritt. You got the quotes. What's one thing that you maybe will make the advice, your parting shot for students who are coming up on putting their application in for PT school? What's something you want to leave them with?
I got a few things, actually. I think one thing that actually during my orientation time at Duke, we asked teachers kind of what do we need to do while we're in school. It was two words and it stuck so much with me. And it's just be overly ambitious. Just stick yourself out there and see what happens. You have no idea what you're capable of until you go out there and just try something. And so that's the first one I'd say. Second, if you really do honestly work hard, everything does happen for a reason. And I know people say it. I know people, my parents said it to me when I didn't get in. My friends said it. It all happens for a reason. And honestly, I'm so thankful it did happen this way. And then the last one I would say is embrace failure. It's something we're not comfortable with talking about. It's not something that people like to talk about. And it's, I understand, it's not fun. No one likes failing, but if you can't embrace failure, you're not going to be able to continue growing, especially as a PT in what the field that we're getting into.
Love that, Merritt. Looking forward to hearing the stories that you continue to tell from going through this residency now that you earned it all through PT school and now moving on. Congrats, man. That's just a cool story, and I wanted to share it on the show. You know, just happy to hear about your success. Really am.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me on. I'm really glad I could share this story, and hopefully it inspires someone out there.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Our home on the internet. PTPinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.